Good evening. Thank you for coming out for request night. We do this funny thing probably once a quarter or so that you get to write your own songs and you tell the song leaders what we're going to sing. Because sometimes song leaders get in a rut and they sing the same old songs. You know? So this gets us out of our rut and it lets you tell us what you want to hear so maybe we can broaden our repertoire. But thanks for being out here. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, as we approach your throne of grace, we're reminded where that grace came from. And it came from you. And it came through Jesus the Christ. And Father, we thank you for that precious blood that was spilt that lets us be called sons and daughters of God and that takes away our sins and gives us nothing but hope in a very dark world. Father, we're going to sing some songs here shortly, some beautiful songs with wonderful messages, hymns, spiritual songs and psalms. Father, and we ask you to be with us as we do that, that we may truly worship and praise your name and edify each other as we sing these songs. Thank you for the ability to sing and the hope that it gives us as we journey through this world. Father, be with our sick, be with those who are grieving. Help us to help them in any way we can, Father. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Turn to number 1A. He's only a prayer away. And this is going to be our invitation song. And Aiden's going to come forward. Where's Aiden? There he is. And give the invitation. And then we will sing. It's got to be in the book. It's not on the hymnal. It's not on the overhead. So grab a book. Get ready.
It's always great when we can come together and we can take time to sing songs of praise. It's not really much I need to say. So many of those beautiful songs have told the story tonight. But the fact is, we can know that the Bible is truth. We can know that the Bible is inspired. And Revelation, the book of Revelation, the first chapter, verse 10, it says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. There, John affirms that he was in the Spirit. He affirms that the Bible is inspired. He makes the claim there. We can know that the Bible is truth. And folks, it wouldn't be any more authoritative for God to speak right now, speak audibly right now, than the words that are penned and recorded in this book. They are just as equal. The words that are penned in this book is God talking. Would it be any more authoritative than Him directly speaking to us? In the spiritual sword, what's happening in the church? I was reading from April 1998, and in there, this line rung to me. The matter of how one becomes a son and daughter of God is extremely important. There cannot be too much emphasis placed on the fact that it is a crucial matter which pertains to our eternal destiny. So are you prepared for that eternal destiny? Have you done all the necessary requirements that are outlined in this inspired, this truthful book? Have you heard the gospel? Have you believed it? Have you repented of past sins? Have you confessed faith in Jesus Christ before men so He can confess you before His Father? Have you been baptized for the remission of sins, fully immersed? Maybe the case is you have done those things and you are a Christian, but you haven't been living faithfully as you should. If you need to become a Christian this night, we urge you to do so while today is today and while you still have the opportunity to do so.